Celebrating 40 years. WCDO AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge and Unadilla, and in Norwich at 92.3 FM.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU. Well, a little change in plans here tonight on the radio, but glad we could bring you a game as I'm live from Gilbertsville Mount Upton as the GMU Raiders, the boys, host the Skenivis Dragons. Of course, I'm Nate Lull. Welcome into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show, of course, presented by Butler Auto Sales, featuring the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. We were supposed to be doing Bainbridge-Guilford girls at Delhi. That was our plan all week, but some sickness has been going through the BG team. We were supposed to do a game for them on Tuesday as well down in Bainbridge. That game was actually postponed, and tonight's game was postponed. But that BG at Delhi girls game is rescheduled for tomorrow, Saturday night at 7:15 is the varsity tip-off, JV at 5:30, that game over at Delaware Academy. So if that's the game you are tuning in to find, you'll just have to join me tomorrow. I'll have Israel Lormer with me tomorrow for that game between the Bobcats and the Bulldogs. So it should be a very interesting game, but can BG get healthy enough? I had a chance to talk to some of their staff today, and it's just going through the whole school and the team, and it's going through a lot of our local schools and teams. Right now, it's so important in your season to try to stay healthy, and sometimes you just can't help it. So these two teams certainly look healthy here tonight, GMU and Skenivis. We're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto Sales pregame show. When we come back, we'll get you all set for tip-off. It's a cold one out there, so I hope maybe you're staying warm, staying home, and listening to tonight's ball game. So stay tuned. We'll be back, GMU and Skenivis, live from Gilbertsville tonight here on WCDO.
Butler Auto Sales in Sydney continues to be the area's do-it-all dealer. Family-owned for over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales has always offered the biggest vehicle inventory, exceptional service, and we've become the area's auto finance specialist with plans to fit all budgets and all credit situations. The Butler Auto Sales team is available weekdays till 6 p.m. and Saturdays till 3, and will gladly make after-hours and Sunday appointments for your convenience. So check out our huge selection, get a minimum of $1,500 towards your trade-in, no matter what the condition, and we will get you financed, no matter your credit history. Butler Auto Sales is on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or you can shop online at butlerautosales.com.
At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to be your dealer for life.
At Sydney Federal Credit Union, we're proud to support the students who make our community stronger. The James Suriano and Wayne King Community Service Foundation Scholarship awards $5,000 per year for up to 4 years to one student who gives back. You must apply by March 15th. Don't wait. Help your student apply today at sfcuonline.org/scholarships. That's sfcuonline.org/scholarships. Membership eligibility is required. SFCU is federally insured by the NCUA.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull here tonight on WCDO as it's the GMU boys hosting Skenivis in a Tri-Valley League matchup tonight here on the Butler Auto Sales pregame show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. It's their goal to never lose a customer over price, and Tyler Butler's done it again. I heard him talking today that there's too many cars on the lot, so get over there and you can get yourself a good deal at Butler Auto Sales. So, all right, looking at the Tri-Valley standings, this is why I thought, okay, if we can't do Delhi and BG, where else can we go tonight? Let's pivot. And I think this could be a very interesting matchup here tonight. Skenivis coming in, sitting in second place in the Tri-Valley League currently with a record of 4-1, 8-3 overall. There's currently a three-way tie in the Tri-Valley League standings for second place between Edmiston, Skenivis, and Worcester, all at 4-1. Right below them is GMU at 3-2, 8-5 overall. So we're going to see some shakeups tonight. Morris is currently in first place at 5-0, 12-1 overall. Morris hosts Worcester tonight, right up Route 51 here. So something's going to change there with the one or the two. And you're also going to see something going on here between GMU and Skeneva. So the top half of these standings could certainly be kind of have a shakeup here tonight. And let me check my notes here. Edmiston is at home against Sharon Springs. So a lot of Tri-Valley boys action tonight. And I just think if you're Skenevis, this is a tough road one. It's a cold night. It's a long trip on the bus. You can't take GMU lightly. They're right behind you in the standings, only a game behind. And this GMU team, we saw them a couple weeks ago in the Pat Grasso tournament over in Lawrence. They can really shoot the ball well from the outside. A couple of guys who are sharpshooters from the outside. So GMU on their home floor, I like their chances to try to keep this close, but I have been impressed with this Skenevis team. I don't think coming in on paper, many people in the Tri-Valley area thought that maybe they'd be hanging around in second place right now, but here they are. They've had exceptional guard play from Alan Osborne, and the big guys, I think, has really been the difference. Tim Green on the inside, Lucian Kortikas, and they've had some great play on the inside from Ethan Reed and Sawyer Bridger as well. So GMU is going to have to try to keep the Dragons off the board. That's going to be a tough task here tonight. Kortikas, especially on the interior, is a big body to move down there, and they're going to have to really make sure that they box out and hopefully shoot the ball well if you're a GMU fan. So, okay, we're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. When we come back, we'll have the GMU boys hosting Skenevis tonight. Tri-Valley action. And this should be a fun one here tonight between the Raiders and the Dragons. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Protect your business and personal information with help from Northeast Data Destruction on Clifton Street in Unadilla, a division of Waste Recovery Enterprises. Hi, Sean LaRose here, reminding you that we offer secure, convenient, and cost-effective document and hard drive destruction, from one-time shredding to ongoing shredding services for businesses of any size. So protect your personal and business information at Northeast Data Destruction, conveniently located at 29 Clifton Street in Unadilla, with drop-off locations on Valley View Road in Sydney and Railroad Avenue in Oneonta. Bins and consoles are available for regular and bulk pickups. Call 563-8982. That's 563-8982.
A great team shows up when it matters most. At Morabito Energy Products, we know what it means to have your back, especially when the temperature drops. From reliable propane and fuel deliveries to 24/7 emergency service, our trusted team is always ready to keep your home comfortable in every season. Because when the weather gets tough, you need a team that never takes a timeout. When it matters most, make it Morabito. Visit us online at Morabito.com.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney. Proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back, folks. Nate Lull here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is always brought to you by SFCU, and they're about to go through starting lineups here, and we're going to get you those here in a second. And there was some miscommunication in the book where they had announced some of the starting lineup, and I wonder if there was a mistake, because normally that could be a technical foul. It looks like they're going to kind of work their way around this. It looked like maybe Alan Osborne wasn't going to start, and then they announced him, and then at that point, Alan had to come out. So I'm going to be interested to see if they substitute him out quickly or something like that. So we are going to give you here the Skenivas starting lineup. They will start with number 2, Alan Osborne, a senior. Also with senior number 10, Tim Green. A sophomore number 23, Sawyer Bridger. A sophomore number 24, Owen Green. And a senior number 42, Lucian Cortikas. And head coach for Skenivas is Hunter Grace. On the other side for the GMU Raiders and head coach Buddy French, they will start with a junior number 4, Peyton Banky. A sophomore number 10, Coda Stockdale. A senior number 14, Jeffrey Barnes. A sophomore number 20, Darren Ruiz. And a senior, number 25, Kyle Kewen. GMU going through the starting lineups here right now. So I'm interested to see. Alan Osborne is the leader of this Skenivas team. It appears that he was not in the starting lineup. He was standing along the bench where the players stand, and then the starters run through them to come out. He was standing there, and then all of a sudden they called his name, and he kind of looked like, I'm not starting tonight. For whatever reason, maybe there's some reason for that, but he's starting now. I think they wanted to avoid the technical in the book, so we will see if maybe he comes out or what could potentially happen with that. So we'll keep an eye on that for Skenivas. GMU is going to be in the home white uniforms tonight, the royal blue trim, the gold trim as well. It says Raiders in blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. Skenivas, pretty much same colors. They're in the royal blue tonight with the gold trim. The white lettering as well says Skenivas in gold lettering across the front of the chest there. So big Tri-Valley matchup here tonight, Dragons and Raiders. And we are set for tip here between these two. And so, yeah, Osborne is going to start. And we'll see. He's one of their better players, averaging right around 14 points a game, a very quick and shifty guard. And I know Coach Hunter Grace pretty well. I'll have to ask him after the game if we can get a full explanation of that or not. Or maybe there was just some miscommunication in the book. Not 100% sure. So this game starting off with some events in the starting lineups, but we are good to go. So we'll have GMU jumping it up. This is Darren Ruiz, the talented sophomore. And on the other side for Skenivas, Tim Green. And we're underway. Ball tapped by Ruiz, but Skenivas is able to track it down. Yeah, Skenivas, it looks like, is going to go right to the bench here as Sawyer Bridger will be checking in just a couple of minutes here. So, yeah, actually looks like they started Ethan Reed, and now they're going to bring Bridger in. So we'll see what happens there. Skenivas has got it going left to right. Here's Green on the baseline. He pump fakes, pulls it up off the back of the rim, hit twice. Rebound pulled down here by the Dragons and Owen Green. This is a very good rebounding team here for Skenivas, and GMU's going to have to be aware of that tonight. And now we got an illegal screen on Skenivas in the early going, turns it over, gives it to GMU. So definitely some miscommunication, man. I go down, I get the starters, and yeah, Osborne is going to come out, and Bridger is going to come in. So they essentially started Green, Reed, Green, Cortikas, and Bridger, yeah. So we'll see how long Alan Osborne potentially sits. Now a steal by Skenivas. They put some pressure on, bringing it back down the floor. A miss there, but muscled back up by Green off the miss there from Ethan Reed, and he scores. So Tim Green gets the first basket of the game here for the Dragons. Skenivas bringing a little pressure where they want to trap around midcourt. GMU breaks it. Ahead now for Kyle Kewen, and he sinks it on the right baseline. That ties things up at 2. We're about just over a minute into the first quarter here tonight at GMU. I'm Nate Lull. I'm flying solo tonight, so stick with me. Cortikas in the lane. The big boy takes it in. The finger roll is good, and that is going to be tough to stop here tonight as Cortikas got it at the right elbow, took it right inside, and scored. GMU breaks the pressure, but they throw it away as they get down onto their own baseline. It's going back to the Dragons. So 4-2, Skenivas on top of GMU. 6.5 to go here in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer tonight at the WCDO studios down in Sydney. And now another illegal screen here on Skenevis. And that's the second one on Tim Green. So Green's going to come out of the game. Head coach Hunter Graves would love an explanation on this. That's two tough calls there on Green. And so they immediately have to go to the bench. P.J. Rice will check in here for the Dragons. So Skenevis leading 4-2. GMU breaking the pressure at midcourt, and they break it nicely. Here's Stockdale on the left side for the Raiders. Resetting for GMU. This is Coda Stockdale. Chest pass far side for Banky. They find Kewen in the right corner. Reversing now. Back to the left side. Coda with an NBA range. Three for Stockdale. No. Rebound Skenevis. GMU loves that three ball. They'll live and die by it if you give them a chance. 5:55 to go in the first quarter. It's 4-2. Skenevis leading the GMU boys here tonight on CDO. To the high post for Rice. They'll work one back to Sawyer Bridger. Skenevis with the ball. Cortikas had it knocked out of his hands. It's going to stay with the Dragons. Jeffrey Barnes guarding Cortikas here for Skenevis. 5:45 to go in the first. Dragons will have it right in front of the GMU bench along the near side. As, again, they go left to right. They're in the visiting navy blue uniforms. GMU's in the all-white here tonight. Pull-up jumper for the Dragons on the right elbow. No. And a rebound underneath. Scooped up. We got a foul. Owen Green snatched it off the glass, and he was fouled as he went back up. So Skenevis goes to the line with 5.5 to go here in the first quarter. So Owen Green will step in. And we'll see how long Osborne sits here. As the first foul shot from the line is no good here for Owen Green. Second one coming. Owen Green settling in here for Skenevis early in this ball game. 5.5 to go. First quarter, and he can't get the second one. Rebound is tapped out, and GMU's got it. 0-for-2 at the line there for Skenevis. Ruiz down the far side. It's tapped and finally over to Stockdale in front of the Skenevis bench as GMU goes right to left. GMU trying to avoid the trap and the pressure. They go to Kewen on the right side. Now back to Ruiz. Baseline drive, and Skenevis is very aware of where he is, and a throwaway by Ruiz. And Skenevis in transition after the steal. Stripped. Ball's loose on the floor. Dragons come back up with it. They go to Cortikas on the left side. Pull-up jumper for him is off the back of the rim. And a rebound here for Skenevis, and they lay it in. Owen Green windexing the glass there. Skenevis doing a nice job rebounding the basketball so far. Ruiz with a pull-up three from straight away, and he can't get the roll to go. Swirled around the rim, wouldn't go down. Jump ball on the rebound. Stockdale ties up Cortikas. It'll stay with the Raiders. So it's Skenevis 6 and GMU 2. 4:45 to go first quarter. Again, we were set to do a BG girls game tonight, but that game postponed, so we decided to pivot and come up here to GMU. In the left corner for Stockdale. Zips one across for Kewen. Now back to Banky. Good ball movement here by GMU. Inside for Barnes. He hits the shot, but they'll say he traveled. He got into the paint, lost control of it, and a travel here on Barnes. Gives it back to Skenevis with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Skenevis boys leading 6-2. Across midcourt for the Dragons. They want to go to Cortikas. A nice extra pass to the inside, but they can't get the shot to go. Rebound for GMU off the miss. Here's Banky. Leaves it for Barnes, and he lays it in. Great extra pass there by Banky, and Barnes with the finish. That makes it 6-4 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Skenevis boys leading by 2 here on the road at GMU. Little drive into the paint now for the Dragons. They can't get it to go. Second chance opportunity is swatted out, and Ethan Reed will pull it back out here for the Dragons. They try to go to Cortikas on the inside, and he's fouled. Barnes was behind him, and Cortikas sealed him off. And he had the opportunity to try to snap it out of there, but he got him on the wrist. We got a foul. First one on Barnes. And Skenevis tries to pump one to the inside here on the inbounds. Knocked away, but the Dragons will hold on. 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Skenevis with a three on the left side. It's good. A deep three for Ethan Reed. And Skenevis leads 9-4 with 3:35 to go in the first quarter. Kewen to Banky. They get it across midcourt for Stockdale. GMU looking for options. Still looking like they're trying to figure out some of this pressure that Skenevis is bringing around midcourt. Can't seem to settle in. And now a steal here by the Dragons. They saw that one coming. Here comes Reed down the left side. Pump fakes, takes it to the interior, misses the layup, and a rebound for Kewen. And GMU's looking to run. Ahead for Banky. And Banky takes it all the way in and scores. Nice move there by Peyton Banky for his first points. And that makes it Skenivas 11, GMU 6, with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Dragons have it. Reed on the near side goes to Cortikas. Good pass down low. Layup is missed here by Skenivas, and GMU's got it. Numbers if they can hurry. Down the right side, they find Darren Ruiz, and his left-handed layup is good. Ruiz hits it in a transition. Timeout, Skenivas will step away. GMU's clawed back into this game, and there was a mistake on the scoreboard. So that means it's Skenivas 9, GMU 8. They had put up the wrong points on the side there. So it's Skenivas 9, GMU 8. Just under 3 minutes to go first quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds on CDO.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce, available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Just to clarify on that score, Skenivas boys leading GMU 9-8. There was a little mix-up on that scoreboard. 2:43 to go here in the first quarter. We got a good one in Gilbertsville here tonight, folks. Again, we were supposed to do a BG Delhi game postponed tonight. And I said, hey, let's make the trip up to GMU, and here we are. Good game so far between the Dragons and Raiders. Skenivas has it out of the timeout. GMU with back-to-back baskets, forcing Skenivas to call timeout right before that break. Skenivas has got it on the left side still. No Osborne in this game. Wonder if he's going to sit the whole quarter. 2.5 to go in the first. A pull-up jumper swirls in here for Ethan Reed. And Reed has 5 points. And now that makes it Skenivas 11, GMU 8. They got that pressure right at midcourt. GMU's able to break it. Ruiz skips one across, finds Kyle Kewen. A three here is short. But a rebound, Ruiz lays it up and in. Nobody boxed him out. And Ruiz now with 4 points. Cuts it back to a one-point game. Skenivas 11, GMU 10, 1:55 to go in the first. Dragons have it left side. Sean Streeter's into the game here for the Dragons. Dishing one back off, looking for Reed. Now to Streeter straight away. Chest pass to the near side, looking for Owen Green. Green thought about a three but didn't pull the trigger. Now comes back to the near side as Skenivas goes left to right. Shot clock's at 5. Dragons going to have to try to get a shot off here. Streeter is stripped, and GMU's got it. A shot clock violation. Back down the floor now for GMU. Banky to Stockdale. Swings one into the corner. Kyle Kewen for 3. No. Barnes with a rebound. Tosses it back up and scores. Barnes puts it in. And GMU takes their first lead at 12-11. With 1:10 to go here in the first quarter. Dragons across midcourt, going left to right. The floater in the lane for Reed is no good. And Hunter Grace is going to bring Tim Green back in, who's got those 2 fouls. Here's Kewen in transition, and he's fouled. Missed the right-hand layup. But Kewen is going to go to the line here for GMU. Just under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Really feels like they weathered the storm. They figured out a way to break that half-court trap. And they found a way to beat it. They're getting good looks now. So here's Kyle at the line, and his first shot here is good. Kyle Kewen, one of the seniors here, along with Jeff Barnes. They're going to get everybody else back, though, so the future bright here for the GMU Raiders, a young squad. Kewen at the line looking for number 2. And this one is good. So Kyle goes 2 out of 2. And GMU boys lead 14-11, 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Dragons bring it back down the floor on the left side. Scoops one back up straight away. Skenivas pumps one to the interior. They got Green down low. He's blocked by Ruiz. Dragons will pull it back out. Here's Reed for 3, left it on the front of the rim. It's off the mark. Rebound for Skenivas, and this time they bury it with Sawyer Bridger. Good rebounding by the Dragons with 30 seconds to go first quarter. GMU boys leading 14-13. Banky at midcourt, moving it, finds Ruiz, down low, great extra pass to Barnes, and they score. Well done, and Barnes has got six. GMU knifing through that pressure. They lead 16-13, 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Dragons have it, right side, stripped, and GMU's got it back. 9 seconds left, can they get back down the floor? Banky ahead for Barnes, beautiful in transition, and they score. And Barnes has got eight, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. GMU moving the ball well, and the Raiders lead 18-13 over Skenivis. Second quarter coming up here on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Nate Law with you here on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. And the GMU boys lead Skenivis here in GMU, or at GMU, I should say, 18-13. Raiders had the ball, bringing it down early in the second quarter. Stockdale, left side, his pass into the corner as he's looking for Ruiz there, was punched out of bounds. It'll stay with the Raiders. Good opening quarter. Skenivis jumped out to the lead. And then GMU fought back. Still no Allen Osborne here for Skenivis. Pull-up jumper for Barnes, and he's red hot in the paint. Turnaround baby hook, and he hits it. Jeffrey Barnes, the senior, has 10 points out of the gate here for GMU, and the Raiders lead 20-13. They're staring up at Skenivis in the standings. Dragons come in 4-1, GMU 3-2 in the Tri-Valley League. And this would be a big one for GMU here tonight. They're playing hard so far. Tim Green underneath is fouled on the right low block, and Skenivis is going to have a chance at the line with Tim Green, who's playing with two fouls. He picked up two fouls in about the first 2 minutes of the ball game, and he's going to have to be careful out there. Coach Hunter Grace rolling the dice with him. And Green's first shot at the line is off the mark. Second one coming. So again, we're about a minute into the second quarter. 20-13 our score, with the GMU boys on top of the Skenivis Dragons. Second shot no good for Green. They can't buy a bucket right now. Skenivis gets the rebound off the miss, though. They try a three on the left side, and that's good. That'll work. Sawyer Bridger hits the three, and he's got 5 points, and it's GMU 20, Skenivis 16. Banky directing traffic left side for Stockdale. And Stockdale's looking for some options. Chest pass back to the far side. A little bit of a 2-1-2, it looks like here. Stockdale for a straightaway three off the mark and out of bounds. Going back to the Dragons. Skenivis throwing a couple different looks. They did some half-court traps. A little 1-3-1 in that first quarter. Now a little 2-1-2, making GMU figure it out on the fly. Skenivis into the paint now. Dragons far side, pulling up here. Well off the mark, that shot by Ethan Reed, and GMU's got a rebound. Here's Banky down the floor. What a pass to Barnes, but he can't finish the layup. Banky somehow weaving that through in transition. Skenivis back the other way. And we got a foul. No, a travel. Travel here on the Dragons as Ethan Reed came screaming into the paint and shuffled his feet. So GMU gets it back. Banky to the right side. Chest pass Stockdale. GMU goes right to left. They find Ruiz in the corner. No. Rebound for Barnes. They keep it alive. Back out. Banky for three. He fires and hits. GMU loves that three, and Banky swishes one there to make it 23-16. Raiders on top. 5:50 to go in the second. Pass to the interior. Good move there by Green, and it goes. Boy, good, hard, strong move there by Green, and he finishes. Tim, that is. Heck of a baseball player in the spring, too. 5.5 to go, second quarter. GMU 23, Skenivis 18. Back and forth affair here tonight at GMU. Skip pass to Banky. Good extra pass down low for Ruiz. A lot of contact, and no foul is called, and the Dragons come away with the basketball. Down the right side of the floor, stripped by GMU, but held on by the Dragons. As Skenivis goes left to right. Pass to the interior. They find a wide open Green at the right low block, and he scores. Tim Green's got 6 points, and it's 23-20 with coming up on 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Raiders have it going right to left. Swinging one into the corner for Kyle Kuhn, and it's too strong. Up over his head, too much air underneath it. It's going back to the Dragons, so the momentum swinging back here a little bit to Skenivis with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. And so the Dragons will bring it down the floor, coming over the timeline, going left to right. Dragons have it here on the baseline. Skenivis with it. A little floater there. Rolls off the front of the rim. Both teams scrambling for it. And Kyle Kuhn came away with it, but he threw it to the wrong team. Skenivis has got it back, but then GMU with a steal. Little mistake there by Kuhn, but GMU survives it. They'll bring it back down the floor. Scooting one back across. Looking for Kuhn, and he's stripped. Skenivis in transition, and they miss a layup. Little game of hot potato right now. Both teams can't hold on to the ball. Dragons have it near side. Fall away jumper. That's off. Both teams still fighting for it. And finally, GMU's got a rebound. A head down for Kuhn, and he's going to lay it up and in. And a timeout by Skenivis. As Kuhn lays that one up and in, he's got 6 points. They have been really good in transition. So we'll take a break. Just over 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's GMU 25 and Skenivis 20. Tri-Valley Boys action tonight here on CDO. Stay tuned.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. 563-9299.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. I'm Nate Lowell, flying solo here tonight on WCDO. I'll have Israel Lormer with me tomorrow for that Delhi BG girls game. That's going to be at 7:15 tomorrow night at DA. Coach Greg Bonskowski is normally with me, but he runs the clock here during the games at GMU, so he's got other duties tonight. Skenivis has got it at the right elbow out of the timeout. Another missed shot and another rebound here for Jeffrey Barnes. So GMU leads by 5, 25-20, with 3:45 to go in the second quarter. Raiders have it to the right side here with Kuhn. Big possession, it feels like, here for GMU as they're trying to create a little space, a little separation. Kuhn, right side, 3. No, buckled off the side of the rim, and Cortikas has got a rebound. And up the floor now for the Dragons. They'll bring it across the half-court timeline. And they'll look for Owen Green on the right side. Now to Tim Green, and he traveled at the high post. So again, Skenivis playing without Allen Osborne, one of their starting guards and their leading scorer. He's on the bench, appears healthy. Want to see if maybe he comes in the second half. 3:15 to go in the second quarter, 25-20 our score. GMU's got it into the corner. Now for Banky for three. And it's off the front of the rim. They can't catch the rebound. Rolls out of bounds going back to Skenivis. Stay tuned for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. That ball actually rolled underneath the bleachers and has kind of disappeared. So we're going to take a 30-second break. 3:10 to go second quarter. GMU boys up by 5, 25-20, late second quarter on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, the ball was retrieved from under the bleachers on the far side, and Skanivas gets a basket in the meantime with Cortikas to cut it back to a three-point game, 25-22. 2:40 to go in the second quarter. The Raiders leading on their home floor here by three. 10 on the shot clock here as GMU has it. They find Banky on the back door to Kyle Kuehn in the corner. His three is short. The rebound is scooped up by the Dragons. Here comes Skanivas. They're looking to run. And into the paint now. We got a foul on GMU. As Ethan Reed took it into the paint. Little contact there from Kuehn. He goes flying. And he's going to pick up his third. His third personal. So Coach French maybe going to bring him to the sideline here. Yeah, Carter Simons, another talented sophomore, is going to come in. 2:23 to go here in the second. And at the line, one out of two here for Ethan Reed. So that makes it 25-23 with 2:15 to go in the second quarter. GMU boys up by two. Three ball in the corner off the bench here from Simons is no good. And a rebound here for the Dragons. He had a good look there. Just couldn't hit. GMU's gone a little bit cold here over the last minute or two. Skanivas comes across the midcourt timeline on the baseline. Dragons looking to tie it up with Cortikas. Missed it. Second chance also won't go down. And it's a rebound for GMU, and they're looking to run. Banky in transition. Will pull it out. Finds Barnes. Skips it. Now to Stockdale. Steps into a three. Can't hit that. And GMU's gone cold from the outside. We said they live and die by the three. Right now it's not going so hot. Dragons back down the floor. Skip pass across the top of the defense. Here to the near side for Ethan Reed. Now to Cortikas. A pull-up jumper from the foul line is off the mark. And another rebound for Barnes. GMU's got it back. They'll bring it across midcourt. Stockdale will float one to the far side here for Simons. To the high post for Barnes. GMU moving it, looking for an opening. So we come up on 1:10 to go here in the second quarter in a two-point ball game live from GMU. Now to Ruiz, his jumper off the back of the rim. Rebound Dragons, minute to go here in the second quarter. And across midcourt here for Owen Green. And to the near side for Ethan Reed. They're really forcing to Cortikas. And this time, oh, I thought he was going to finish there, but he missed the shot. He's missed three in a row right now. Another opportunity here for the Dragons on the rebound. Green says, I'm going to try to scoop it up myself. He missed it off the front of the rim. Cortikas a second chance, and he's got it. I should say about the fourth chance there. They finally bury it. Cortikas has got six, and we're tied at 25. 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Left side here for Simons. Chest pass, little give and go. He gets it back. Steps in. He wants that three, and hits. Carter from downtown. Makes it GMU 28. Skanivas 25. 10 seconds to go, second quarter. Chance of defense from the student section. And a three ball here is good for Ethan Reed to make it a tie ball game. Barnes at the buzzer, and that's no good. That'll do it. And we're tied at 28 at the half between the GMU boys and Skanivas. A back and forth first half. Both teams had some momentum. And a really good ball game so far here tonight at GMU. We'll see what happens with Alan Osborne in the second half as he sat this whole first half, their leading scorer for Skanivas. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. Again, 28-all. We got a good one here at the half. Skanivas boys visiting GMU tonight. I'm Nate Law. We'll be back on WCDO.
A great team shows up when it matters most. At Marabito Energy Products, we know what it means to have your back. especially when the temperature drops. From reliable propane and fuel deliveries to 24/7 emergency service, our trusted team is always ready to keep your home comfortable in every season. Because when the weather gets tough, you need a team that never takes a time out. When it matters most, make it Marabito. Visit us online at marabito.com.
Loyalty rewards are here for your Shindello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Simply sign up at scorecardrewards.com and receive a one-time bonus of 250 points. Your loyalty rewards can be redeemed for brand-name merchandise, travel, cashback, and credit toward your statement. So sign up today for loyalty rewards for your Shindello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Go to scorecardrewards.com and receive your one-time bonus of 250 points. Just another member benefit at Shindello Federal Credit Union. Union 114 Main Street in Franklin, federally insured by NCUA. Learn more at shindello.org or call 607-829-3560.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Guilford Center Storage proudly supports local high school sports and wishes all teams in the Tri-County area good luck this season. Parents, are you moving and need somewhere to stash your stuff? Guilford Center Storage, County Road 36 in Guilford, has brand new storage buildings and units available as low as $50 per month with four sizes as big as 10 by 20 feet. Reserve a unit online at guilfordcenterstorage.com or call 607-226-0088. Guilford Center Storage, helping you move your home with ease and confidence.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of vitamins, health and beauty products, and greeting cards. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell tonight here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Gotta love everybody out there listening on the World Wide Web. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. We appreciate their support. Halftime score here, 28-all between the GMU boys and Skenevis, and it is our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Marabito at 607-563-HEAT or visit marabito.com. Perfect number or website to keep in mind for this weekend, as the weather is going to be cold, snow. We're expecting a foot of snow. Be safe out there, folks, but keep that number handy, 607-563-HEAT or Mirabito.com. Yeah, it's. I'm thinking about going to Delhi tomorrow for that game, Delhi-BG. I'm thinking, that is going to be a cold walk out to the car. It's going to be a cold one tonight. I love doing these games, but you walk back out to the car sometimes, you are. It's going to be a cold one until that car warms up. So it's worth it, though. I know a lot of people reach out to us and say, hey, I didn't want to drive. I didn't want to go, you know, to the game. It's cold. It's nasty out. It's dark. That's why we're here. We can bring you the game, bring you the action, and you can stay right home, stay warm, and listen, and still stay up to date like you didn't miss anything. So, again, our halftime score here, 28-all. Scoring summary in the first half, first for GMU, 10 points from Jeffrey Barnes. Even though he's the big man, he got a lot of points in transition. That was very impressive. 6 for Kyle Kuehn, 5 for Peyton Banky, 4 for Darren Ruiz, and 3 for Carter Simons. Other side for Skenevis, pretty balanced. 9 points for Ethan Reed, 6 for Lucian Cortikas, 6 for Tim Green, 5 for Sawyer Bridger, 2 for Owen Green. Again, the story there, Alan Osborne, their leading scorer, did not play, did not start. Well, there was a little miscommunication there. And he did not start and sat the whole first half. Very interested to see if Alan will play in the second half. He's a dynamic guard, can shoot very quick, and really can make a difference. So interested to see if Allen will be in here in the second half. And hope everything is okay with him, that's for sure. So one other score update I wanted to pass along. Another big Tri-Valley game tonight. Worcester boys are at Morris, just up the road here on 51. And the Morris boys led 22-17 at the half. As we said, Morris comes in tonight 5-0 in the league. So they're currently in first place. Skenevis, Edmiston, Worcester all sitting at 4-1, tied for second place in the league. And then GMU's at 3-2. So these games tonight certainly mean a lot. If this is any indication, Osborne was first out of the locker room. He's got a definite pep in his step. He went sprinting down the court, immediately grabbed the ball, and started warming up. So I'm going to guess that we see Alan Osborne to start the second half. And if you're Skenevis, hey, you survived the first half. You're on the road, long bus trip, and you're tied 28-28. It's almost like a game reset. So should be a great second half. I was very impressed by both sides, and both sides came to play. I was impressed that GMU was able to handle the pressure that Skenevis put out there, and they got some nice transition layups, and they're really looking to run and gun. It's a fun style to watch. So, all right, so again, our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report here at the break in Gilbertsville. 28-all, Skenevis boys and GMU. Stay tuned, second half coming up here on WCDL.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, here we go. Welcome back. Live from GMU tonight, we got a great game as we start the third quarter. We're tied at 28, and the GMU boys will have the ball to start the third quarter. Now going left to right on your radio dial. A steal, though, by the Dragon, and Osborne is in the game. Number two, Alan Osborne, he gets that steal, and he's looking to go to work. Averages right about 14.5 a game here for the Dragons. And so Skenivis has it on the baseline to the far side. They go to Cortikas. Now Skenivis going right to left on your radio dial. They throw it away, though. It's going to stay with the Dragons. Last touch there by Barnes on the baseline. Skenivis is in the royal blue uniforms, the white and the gold trim. GMU's in the white with the royal blue and the gold trim. So pretty much the same colors, just opposite. Cortikas is fouled underneath as they get that ball in. And Lucian Cortikas is going to go to the line, the big man. About 30 seconds into the third quarter here. Cortikas is a smooth, big guy, deceptively athletic. As he settles in for his first shot, missed it. He's a very good shooter, too, so I've been a little surprised tonight that he has been a little colder than I expected. When he gets a good look, he normally hits it. And Cortikas 0 for 2 at the line. A rebound underneath, though, is stripped, and GMU's got it, then kicked out of bounds. It will stay with the Raiders, as again, they're going left to right here in the second half. So we're still tied at 28, early third quarter here in Gilbertsville. We got a good one tonight on a chilly January night. Left side, Carter Simons again for three, in and out. He hit one late in that second quarter, can't connect here, as they're going to try to keep a couple of guys on the bench for protection here. Boy, that ball went flying out of bounds, and Skenivis threw it back in, as you often see, and Banky caught one right in the breadbasket there. He appears to be okay, I think. If you can picture this, it's when the ball goes out of bounds, and the team is trying to save it, so they whip it back in bounds. And as Skenivis tried to do that, that went right into the belly there of Banky. Appears to be okay. They're going to give him a little breather. So Hunter Barnes comes in. He's our guy, eighth grader. Hunter probably about 5'1", but boy, he can hit the three. Do not give him an open shot. GMU, no JV program, so a couple of these eighth and ninth graders are jumping into the varsity game pretty quickly, and he's one of them. And to the middle of the court here, boy, a lot of contact there. Ruiz is hit hard, and now he drives inside, said, I'll take that contact, and scores. Darren Ruiz scores. He's got 6 points. So we talked, I had a chance to talk with Darren before the game because we've heard his last name a couple of different ways. Ruiz, Ruiz, you'll hear me say it a couple different times. He said, Nate, I really don't mind however you say it. I'm just glad you're saying it. So he won one of our awards a couple weeks ago when we did their game over in Lawrence, and he hits the shot here. He's got 7. Ruiz is how he prefers it. So he makes it GMU 31, Skenivis 28, 6:55 to go in the third. Osborne's got it, pumps it to the inside. No, a steal by Ruiz. Ahead now for Barnes, and the big fella puts it in. Barnes, maybe the tallest guy in the court, again out in transition, scores, and he's got 12. And GMU has their biggest lead of the game at 33-28, with 6.5 to go in the third. Osborne wants a three from NBA range, and he left it well short. A rebound underneath is put up and in, though, by Sawyer Bridger. Nobody boxed him out, and Sawyer puts it in to make it 33-30. Barnes to the near side. Zips one across and finds Kewen. steps up, left elbow, jumper is good for Kyle. Kyle's got 8. GMU leads by 5, 35-30 with 6:10 to go here in the third. Dragons across the Raiders logo at midcourt. Down low, Korteekis. And there it is. The little baby hook is good. How do you stop that? Korteekis has got 8, and it's 35-32. Back and forth affair here at midcourt. Kuehn is trapped, lost it out of bounds. It will stay with the Raiders. Just under 6 to go in the third. And a 35-32 ball game. GMU leading the Skenivas boys. And a big one here tonight in Tri-Valley action. GMU's got it going left to right. Carter to the near side finds Kyle Kuehn. And GMU trying to work it around the top of the defense. A 3 ball there from the left side is good. Carter Simons, another 3. Makes it 38-32 with 5.5 to go in the third. Boy, it's like the defense didn't close out on him. He just said, okay, I'll take it. Skenivas trying to answer. Korteekis on the right low block. He missed it. Rebound is tapped out, and Skenivas goes flying into the stands there to try to save it. Couldn't get there in time. Nice effort by Sawyer Bridger, but it goes back to the Raiders with 5:20 to go in the third, and GMU on top 38-32. Here's Kyle Kuehn across midcourt, finds Hunter Barnes on the near side. Barnes immediately double-teamed, almost stripped off the hands there of Osborne, and when Barnes has it right now, they're trying to attack the eighth grader to see if he'll turn it over. 5:10 to go in the third, and GMU will look to get it in, and a sloppy pass is tapped away. Both teams fighting for it in the backcourt, and Skenivas is going to come away with the basketball here. Osborne's got it in the paint. He tries to go up with it, and he's fouled. So GMU turns it over, and Osborne makes him pay. He's going to go to the line with just under 5 to go in the third in a 38-32 ball game. GMU boys leading Skenivas here on their home floor. And so Alan Osborne, again, he sat the first half, and first shot here at the line is good for Osborne. That's his first points. Averages around 14.5 a game. Another shot coming here for Osborne at the line. And this one is good. You do not want him to heat up if you're a Raiders fan. Cuts it back to a four-point game, 38-34. Barnes to the near side. He wants a three. Instead passes it inside. That's the Barnes connection. Hunter finds Jeffrey, but he missed the shot. Rebound Skenivas. Back in transition. And Osborne got tied up there. Lost control of the basketball. It's on the floor and finally rolls out of bounds. And it's going back to GMU. Osborne got tripped or something there, and he lost control of it. And it went rolling out of bounds. 4:40 to go here in the third. Kuehn's going to come out. Coda Stockdale back in. And I think GMU coach Buddy French is trying to roll the dice here. And he's got a couple of guys that have 2 fouls. And I think he's trying to avoid them picking up a third here early in the third to try to save them for down the stretch. Carter's got it back to Hunter Barnes. Back to Carter. NBA range 3 in and out. Barnes with a rebound, and he's fouled. Put it up. Missed it, but he's going to the line. And Jeffrey Barnes will settle in for 2. 4:22 to go here, third quarter. I'm Nate Lowell. Glad to have you along here tonight on WCDO as Barnes hits the first for GMU at the line. He's got 13. Also, WCDOsports.com if you're listening online to our free web stream. It's all courtesy there of SFCU at WCDOsports.com. As Barnes goes 2 out of 2, he's got 14 points, and GMU has pushed this lead up to 40-34 with 4:15 to go in the third. Osborne to the left side. He's looking for a 3. Didn't pull the trigger, though. Instead, passes one off. Dragons have it. And to the near side. Little up and under off the front of the rim there for Osborne, and GMU's got a rebound. Ahead now for Stockdale. Stockdale immediately trapped, but they pass out of it. Barnes finds Ruiz, and his shot is off the side of the rim. And back down the floor here for Skenivas as they get the rebound with 3:45 to go in the third. Back to Korteekis. Straightaway jumper for Korteekis. Hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. Barnes hustling for a rebound. It's loose on the floor, and Skenivas has got it. They find Osborne, steps into the paint. The little up and under is good for Alan Osborne. Back to a four-point game, and GMU's trying to push it in transition with 3:20 to go in the third. GMU leading 40-36. A jumper here for Stockdale. No, Barnes a rebound. That's off the back of the rim. Both teams scrambling for it there. GMU puts it back out. Carter Simons for three. Hits. 9 points on three threes for Carter. Timeout is taken by Skenevis. 3:05 to go in the third. And it is GMU 43, Skenevis 36, Tri-Valley Boys Basketball tonight on CDO.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Did you know air duct cleaning not only improves your indoor air quality, which is very important this time of year, it can also increase the efficiency of your furnace. We also install oil furnaces, gas furnaces, wood furnaces, space heaters, pellet stoves, wood stoves, water heaters, boilers, and even in-floor heat. And of course, we still do electric and plumbing. So call us today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Thank you for your business and happy holidays.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
3:05 to go here in the third. I'm Nate Lowe. Welcome back. WCDO Sports here tonight. Live from GMU, Tri-Valley League Boys Basketball as the GMU boys lead Skenevis 43-36. Tied 28-all at the halftime break, but GMU's played a real nice third quarter so far. Out of the timeout, Skenevis with the basketball. They'll come across midcourt, looking to go inside to Osborne. Let him go to work. Osborne, the pull-up jumper, can't get it to go, and Jeffrey Barnes has got a rebound. Barnes ahead, Stockdale, puts it up and in. No, he missed it, and Osborne's got a rebound. GMU out-hustled Skenevis down the floor, but they could not finish in the transition layup. Stockdale's going to want that one back. Osborne for three, trying to answer. Oh, in and out, halfway down, it popped free. Stockdale's got a rebound. Dakota down the near side as GMU goes left to right. They find Barnes in the right corner. Back to Stockdale. Stripped, but he's got it back. Stockdale to Barnes. Boy, a little game of hot potato right now at midcourt. We got a jump ball. 2:20 to go in the third. Arrow is going to give it back to the Dragons. Peyton Banky coming back in. Good to see him back in. We saw him go out. Barnes will head to the bench. Banky caught that pass right kind of in his stomach when they tried to save it from going out of bounds, but he appears to be okay. Good to see him back in. 2:20 to go in the third. GMU boys on top, 43-36. Right side for the Dragons to the high post. They're looking to get it to the interior. Lost control of it, though, and GMU's got a steal. Again, they're looking to run. Stockdale down the right side. Stops. Fade away for Coda is no good. And he comes up limping a little bit after that play. GMU keeping it in. They find Banky in the corner. He fires a three, and that's just a little short. But GMU's got another rebound. Stockdale pump fakes, kicks one back out. Carter, another straightaway three. No, off the right side of the rim. And a rebound for the Dragons. GMU with four looks there, and they couldn't flush it. 1:40 to go in the third. It's 43-36. Dragons have it down the left side of the floor. Now a steal by Barnes. Barnes picks it off, takes it in, and scores. Barnes has got 16. He out-hustled Cortikas to that pass. Skenevis trying to answer. GMU fans chanting defense, but we got a foul on the right low block with the Raiders on top, 45-36, with a 1:20 to go here in the third. The Dragons digging themselves a little bit of a hole late in this third quarter. Cortikas is headed to the bench, and Tim Green is going to come back in. He is a worker. And I think that's what head coach Hunter Grace wants. And so Cortikas is going to have to stay in for a second here before we do the substitution because there's a foul shot coming here for Skenevis for Owen Green. So Green is going to settle in. And his shot at the line is no good. Now Cortikas to the bench. And Tim Green, the senior, coming in. Owen Green, the sophomore, at the line here for the Dragons. With 1:21 to go in the third. And the second shot here is also off the mark and a rebound for GMU. Darren's got it across midcourt. It's going to stop and pop straight away. Three hits. Darren Ruiz has got 10 points to make it 48-36 with 1:05 to go in the third. GMU with their biggest lead of the game. Skenevis desperately trying to find a basket here. They find Osborne in the left corner. And Osborne hits. He's got seven. That's a big, big bucket. 50 seconds to go in the third. GMU leads 48-39. Banky across midcourt. Raiders got it. They're going to go to Stockdale in the left corner. Back out. Carter for the left side. Three! Hits another one. Carter Simons with 12 points off the bench on four threes for GMU. And these are deep threes, folks. Wow. 51-39. And here's Osborne trying to answer from the left elbow. No, Banky's got it. Shot clock's off. GMU running ahead. Barnes finds Stockdale. And he's going to pump the brakes and look to bring it back out. And a three here for Darren is good. Another one. It's raining threes in Gilbertsville, folks. Ruiz has got 13, and GMU leads 54-39. 5 seconds left in the third. A straightaway three for Skadivas is no good. And they cannot score before the buzzer. No, they're going to count that. Are they going to put this on the board? I want to see. Basket's good, they say. And a foul on the play. Boy, I don't know about that. Green hits it, so he's got 8 points. And he's going to get a foul shot here at the line. Boy, I thought that was well after the clock expired. But a good break here for Skenevis. Green trying to take advantage, and he hits. Tim Green with 9 points. That'll do it for the third quarter. GMU boys lead Skenevis 54-42. Fourth quarter coming up on CDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Bainbridge.
Protect your business and personal information with help from Northeast Data Destruction on Clifton Street in Unadilla, a division of Waste Recovery Enterprises. Hi, Sean LaRose here, reminding you that we offer secure, convenient, and cost-effective document and hard drive destruction, from one-time shredding to ongoing shredding services for businesses of any size. So protect your personal and business information at Northeast Data Destruction, conveniently located at 29 Clifton Street in Unadilla, with drop-off locations on Valley View Road in Sydney and Railroad Avenue in Oneonta. Bins and consoles are available for regular and bulk pickups. Call 563-8982. That's 563-8982.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter. GMU's got it off a Skenevis miss with the Raiders on top, 54-42. GMU boys raining threes in that third quarter. And it's not just one guy. It's coming from all over. I don't know if you're Skenevis. How do you stop it right now besides hoping they cool off? As again, the Raiders lead 54-42. Carter is fouled on a three. Stepped into it, and Skenevis was trying to pull out and pressure him so much they got him on the arm. He leaned right into it. Smart play. Carter Simons, the sophomore. I was impressed with him when I saw them over at the Grasso a couple weeks ago in Lawrence. He was tough off the bench. He's a big-bodied kid. He's got some height, and he can hit from outside. Got to love that. And so here he is at the line. And first shot is up and good. He's got 13. 55-42, our score. And the second one is good. He's got another one coming. 14 now for Carter. And he's making Skenevis pay here off the bench with his hot shooting. And... oh, the third one rolls out. So he goes 2 out of 3. Rebound Skenevis. GMU leads 56-42. 6:45 to go here, fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lowell. Glad to have you along here. Osborne underneath, and he's fouled. And Osborne's going to try to go to work here for the Dragons, but is it too little too late? They're down 56-42 with 6:40 to go. I did have an update on that Morris score. Morris leading 31-28 halfway through the fourth quarter as Osborne hits the first one here at the line. And he's got 8. So Worcester hanging around with Morris, the top team in the league right now. And Osborne goes 2 out of 2. So Osborne, 9 points all in the second half here. So it's GMU leading 56-44. 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Raiders have it on the near side. Splitting two defenders is Banky. Goes back to Carter Simons. Now to Stockdale. Stockdale steps back, thought about a three, instead dishes off to Banky. They go to the inside for Barnes. Pass was too hot. He couldn't handle it. Back down the floor for Skenevis. Osborne hanging in the paint and hits. And Osborne has 11, and it's back to a 10-point game. That's manageable for Skenevis. They trail 56-46. 6 minutes to go in the fourth. And now a steal by Osborne at midcourt. Osborne to the left side, pulls it out. And he's going to look to reset here for the Dragons. Back cross court, stripped. That was Sawyer Bridger there, couldn't quite hold on to it, but he will hold on to possession. 5:50 to go here in this fourth quarter. Skenevis has got it on the baseline. They'll look to get it into the right of the hoop. They dish one out, and we'll give one off here for Ethan Reed. And then they dribble it out of bounds. They tried to make the extra pass there. Instead, goes off of Reed down low and out of bounds. Cortikas is going to come back in here after he got a breather. And here's Darren taking it to the hoop, and he scores. Darren Ruiz now with 15. So you got Barnes with 16, Ruiz with 15, Carter Simons with 14. Good balance. And 8 for Kyle Kuehn, who has not played much here in the second half because of foul trouble. Osborne goes to work again. He's got 13. He's right up on his average for only playing here in the second half. Still a 10-point game. So we hit 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter. GMU leading 58-48. Here's Darren on the near side. Little dribble drive and a foul on Skenevis. Some of these GMU guards a little bigger, and it allows them to be able to bang on the inside a little bit, and I like that. Cortique is coming back in, and Owen Green to the bench here for Skenevis. Banky on the baseline will look to get it in. To the right of the hoop as GMU goes left to right. Banky looking for some options, goes to Barnes. Now inside for Darren. Fadeaway is short, and Cortikas has got a rebound. Here comes Skenevis trying to cut it back to single digits. Osborne got stripped as he went into the paint, and it was knocked away, and GMU's going to get it back. Oh, a tough break there for the Dragons. And head coach Hunter Grace is arguing that. Now Kyle Kuehn's going to come back in. Stockdale to the bench. So GMU coach Buddy French moving his pieces around here a little bit, trying to protect everybody in foul trouble. Skenevis bringing some of that full court pressure. Kuehn is across midcourt here for GMU. Baseline drive for him, and he's fouled. Took it all the way in, and he gets hammered as he goes up for a reverse layup. Was it on the ground, though? We'll see. Yeah, I think they're going to say, yeah, he was on the floor. So 4:45 to go here, fourth quarter. On the baseline is Kyle Kuehn to the right of the hoop again. GMU maneuvering some pieces around. Raiders have it on the baseline. They'll look to get it in. They do find Carter Simons in the right corner. Steps through, tosses one off the glass. It won't go. Osborne with a rebound. Ahead now for Skenevis. Osborne steps through and hits, and he's fouled. Osborne got hit so hard his shoe came off. And he's got 15, and he's going to the line with 4:35 to go here in the fourth in a 58-50 ball game. Boy, Osborne again had to sit the first half for reasons unknown, but he's come alive here in the second. And he's looking for the old-fashioned three-point play, and he hits. And Osborne's got 16. And don't look now, folks, but it's GMU 58, Skenevis 51. Skenevis has sliced into this lead, 4.5 to go in the fourth. Here's Darren with a straightaway three. No. Then it goes off the back of the rim. Rebound for Skenevis. That ball actually went out of bounds, I believe. I thought it tapped up top on the top of the backboard, but they don't make that call. Osborne for three on the other end. Oh, he just left it a little short. He was wide open. Couldn't connect. All right, 4 minutes to go in the fourth. Here's a little game reset. GMU 58, Skenevis 51. Here tonight at GMU. Peyton Banky on the left side. Banky with a bounce pass. Finds Simons. A deep three there, and that one's well off the mark. He fired that one too early. Cortikas the rebound, and here comes Osborne. Down the left side. Osborne takes it in and scores. Osborne's got 18. Timeout, GMU. And Skenevis is right back in this game. It's GMU 58, Skenevis 53. We'll be back in 30 seconds on CDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports. On WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 3:45 to go, fourth quarter. Might be cold outside, but it's hot in here. Both teams shooting the ball pretty well here tonight. And Skenevis is scratching and clawing their way back into this ball game. With 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter here at GMU, the GMU boys lead 58-53, but Skenevis has really made a good charge here down the stretch to try to get back into this game, much thanks to Alan Osborne, as he's got 18 points here in this second half. He did not play in the first half, sat for some unknown reason, but he's come alive here in the second. Skenevis bringing some of that full-court pressure. GMU's able to beat it. They just get across the mid-court timeline. They're in a tough spot. They finally break through. Barnes down low, and he's stripped by Cortikas. Ahead now. Little breakaway for Skenevis, and they score. Big-time bucket there by Ethan Reed. He's got 11, and it's a three-point game. GMU's got it in the backcourt. They work one across for Kyle Kuehn. Pulls up, finds Darren underneath. He missed the chippy layup. Out of bounds, is going to stay with the Raiders. Both teams are scrambling for that rebound, and Skenevis let it go. Raiders hang on to it. Boy, the GMU's going to want that layup back. They missed a chippy. 3:10 to go in the fourth. GMU gets it in. Kuehn on the far side. Good pump fake into the paint. Dishes one off for Barnes, and he left it short. GMU's gone cold now. And the rebound, Skenevis. 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Osborne takes it in, and it's a good layup for Osborne. He's got 20, and it's a one-point game, 58-57, with 2:50 to go here in the fourth. And a steal by Skenevis, and ahead for Osborne, and he scores. Osborne's got 22, and Skenevis leads 59-58, with 2.5 to go in the fourth. GMU falling apart at the seams right now. Left side here for Stockdale, now to Barnes. Barnes inside, throws up a tough shot, and it won't go, and here's Skenevis. On a rebound. Back down the floor on the right side. Osborne has single-handedly brought this team back. Cortikas, left side, dishes one off. Finds Tim Green. He's stripped out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Dragons. GMU's just got to take a deep breath right here. This lead evaporated. Skenevis wants a timeout. 2:15 to go in the fourth. Skenevis claws back ahead, 59-58. We'll be back on CDO.
Come check out the local high school sports wall of fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce, available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
GMU was up by as many as 14, but Skenevis has clawed back into this game, and the Dragons out of the timeout have a one-point lead, 59-58. But there's still 2:12 left here in the fourth quarter here at GMU, so stay tuned. Hopefully that timeout just settled both teams down here. And they go inside to Green, and they score. That's Tim Green. He's got 11. And it's a three-point lead now for Skenivas. Barnes throws one across for Banky. Now to Kyle Kuehn. The three for Kyle is in and out. And Barnes has got a rebound here. And then he's fouled. Fouled by Green underneath. Fouled by Tim Green. Skenivas leads 61-58 with 1:53 to go in the fourth. Ball's going to be on the baseline. GMU needs somebody to make a shot. As I said, both teams had a chance to get a little bit of a breather. Maybe they can both calm down, keep their wits about them down the stretch here. GMU almost throws away the inbound with 1:52 left. Got tapped away, so they'll get another chance at it. Kyle looking to get it in. Finds Peyton Banky. Forces it up. Can't get that layup to go, and a rebound here for Skenivas. Green windexing the glass. Great look for GMU, and it wouldn't go. 1:40 to go in the fourth. Skenivas ahead 61-58. Into the paint. Here's Reed falling away. Missed it. Rebound by Darren underneath. He's stripped. Green's got it out of bounds going back to GMU. Boy, Green with a real clean strip, and then it went through his fingertips. Minute and a half to go. Skenivas 61, GMU 58. Kuehn across midcourt. Takes it inside. Finds Barnes for the layup, and he hits. Barnes has got 18. Back to a one-point game. Skenivas 61, GMU 60. 1:15 left, fourth quarter. Fans are on their feet screaming defense. What a finish we got ahead. Osborne, left side, pump fakes on a three for Skenivas. Gets inside, strip. Dragons got it back. Here's Green underneath, and he's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go at the right low block, but Tim Green, the senior, who has been a monster on the glass tonight, is fouled, and he'll head to the line. With the Dragons leading 61-60 with just over a minute left here in the fourth quarter. Some key foul shots coming here for the senior, Tim Green, for Skenivas, and his first foul shot is no good. Wide right. Second one coming. Seeing a lot of parents taking deep breaths, sitting on the edge of their seats here. Second shot coming here for Green. At the line for Skenivas. And he missed it. Rebound is loose, and it's going to stay, I believe, with Skenivas. The ball was loose, and GMU touched it at the last second. I don't think they were sure if they should let it go or not. And they touched it, and it goes out. So Skenivas got it on the baseline, underneath their own hoop to the left side. They try to get it inside to Kortikas, and they score. Huge basket for Kortikas. Three-point lead for Skenivas. Plenty of time here for GMU. They go back to Barnes. He tosses one up and rushed it a little bit there. Missed the shot. Skenivas a rebound. Long pass ahead, and they score. Ethan Reed gets the bucket, and Skenivas is up 65-60 with 42 seconds left. GMU rushes it a little bit there, and they find themselves down by five. We'll step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. 563-9299.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
42 seconds left, and I can't emphasize enough how big that last layup that Skenivas just made was to make this a 65-60 game. Otherwise, you know, it's still a three-point game, one-possession game, but this is going to make it tough. GMU needs a bucket and a stop and a bucket. GMU was up by double digits, end of the third quarter. But Skenivas, you knew they were going to come. You could tell Osborne had that look in his eyes. 22 points in the second half for Allen Osborne. He's been incredible. And he's put Skenivas on his back. Green, Tim Green's been great. Kortikas with a couple of buckets. So GMU's got the ball. Full court pressure here coming from the Dragons. So GMU will get it in. They got to show a little urgency here. Stockdale up to midcourt. Stockdale beats the pressure. Finds Darren, down low, kicks one back out. They'll find Kyle Kuehn. wants to load up for the three, but instead passes it off. Finds Stockdale. His three is an air ball. He left it well short. Rebound Skenevis with 23 seconds left. And GMU panicked a little bit there. And Skenevis has got it back. A five-point lead. And a foul there on GMU. Both teams have four team fouls. That's the fourth personal on Kyle Kuehn. So now GMU is going to have to play the foul game here. And Skenevis will get it in, and Banky fouls Ethan Reed. And so he'll walk down to shoot his foul shots here. And if Skenevis makes these will be the icing on the cake. And GMU might be letting one slip through their fingers here tonight. A double-digit lead in the third, but Skenevis comes roaring back, showing why they have been sitting in second place in the league here in recent weeks. Morris boys hold off Worcester 43-40. As first foul shot at the line here is no good for Ethan Reed, so Morris remaining undefeated in the league at 6-0, and now Worcester with their second league loss. Second shot at the line is up and good here for Ethan Reed. He's got 14. GMU needs a quick three. With down to 17 seconds left, Kyle Kuehn, deep three, no, off the back of the rim. Back out to him. Finds Carter Simons. He's trying to get one off here. Simons for three, that's no good. Banky with 6 seconds left, finding Darren, and he hits that. Darren's got 17, but it's too little, too late. A foul with half a second left. But Skenevis leads 66-62. And these will just be some bonus points here for Osborne if he can sink them. Wow, kudos to this Dragons team to come in here. As we got a timeout, we'll just keep it right here. To get off the bus, long trip. They kind of looked like they were sleepwalking in the first half. Osborne did not play in the first half. Don't know why. But Osborne comes alive in the second half. GMU makes a run. GMU couldn't miss from three-point land. I mean, you had everybody making them. Banky, Simons hit four. Darren was out there and hit a couple. Kyle Kuehn. But Skenevis found a way. And now with half a second left, Osborne goes to the line. Cool, calm, and collected. We'll see if he can hit these. If not, they're going to win this ball game. Half a second left. They're up four. A big, big road win. And with the Worcester loss up the road tonight at Morris, that's going to be big. Edmiston's at Sharon tonight, too, Sharon Springs. So we'll see what happens with that. If you want to get all those scores later, make sure you visit my website, natelull.com. We'll have it all for you. Osborne hits the first. 23 for Osborne. Showing why he is one of the senior leaders on this team, and he hits the second one. 24 for Osborne, and that's going to do it. Half-court heave here for GMU. No good. But 68-62 is our final. Skenevis comes roaring back in the second half, down double digits. They find a way to get it done here tonight at GMU. Post-game show with our three awards coming up on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back one last time here, folks, as the Skidivas boys defeat GMU 68-62. They erase a double-digit lead by GMU in the fourth quarter to pull away and win this ball game. Scoring summary here for Skidivas, 24 all in the second half from Alan Osborne. He was tremendous, so that's a game high for him. Pretty balanced after that, 14 for Ethan Reed, 11 for Tim Green, 10 for Lucian Cortica, 7 for Sawyer Bridger, 2 for Owen Green. On the other side for GMU, 18 for Jeffrey Barnes, 17 for Darren Ruiz, and 14 for Carter Simons, 8 for Kyle Kuehn, 5 for Peyton Banky. So good balance on both sides, but just Skidivas a little too much gas in the tank tonight here against the GMU Raiders. So let's get into our three awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes, and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes in the Tri-County area. I want to go with Alan Osborne here tonight. Again, 24 points all in the second half. I don't know how you deny it. He was the reason they came back in this game. So we'll give Alan Osborne our Outstanding Offense Award here, brought to you by NBT Bank. Next up, it's the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Visit MorabitoGresham.com and see the difference. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. I wanted to go with Tim Green here. I just thought he was tremendous for Skidivas tonight. Scrappy, you could maybe call him for all purpose too, but he was great on the glass, great on the inside too, battling with the GMU big guys. And I just thought Tim Green with those 11 points deserves some love with the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Finally, tonight, the JM Electrical Contracting All-Purpose Award is brought to you by JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. You can get peace of mind this winter with a new Generac generator for your home or business from JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford. Tough one here because I'm going to give it to a GMU player. I mean, Barnes had 18. Darren had 17, but I think I'd like to go with Carter here off the bench. Carter Simons, 14 points, those threes that really sparked the GMU run. I thought they needed him because some of the starters were in foul trouble, and he did a good job off the bench. So I think the sophomore Carter Simons is going to get our all-purpose award here tonight for GMU. So congratulations to him. So, all right, we're done for tonight. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo, to Craig Stevens back in the WCDO studios for helping out, getting everything set. And the game we were going to do tonight, BG Girls at Delhi, was postponed due to sickness, will be played tomorrow night over at Delaware Academy. That game is 7:15. We'll have about a 7 p.m. Butler Auto pregame show. And that's a huge one in the MAC. BG's undefeated. Delhi trailing them in the standings, but not by much. Two of the best teams in New York State in Class C when you look at the rankings. So that'll be a lot of fun tomorrow night on another cold one. So if you want to stay home and listen, we will have that for you tomorrow night, BG Girls at Delhi. So, again, big thank you to our whole WCDO staff and for GMU for fitting us in here today. I called them at about noon and said, hey, mind if I come do a radio game tonight? They said, sure, come on up. Up in the balcony, always love doing games here. This is the gym I grew up in and played my high school basketball here. So always special for me to come and call a game here. Again, final score, Skidivas boys come storming back. They erase a double-digit deficit and defeat GMU 68-62 for a huge Tri-Valley win on the road. I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you tomorrow night. Stay warm and have a good one from WCDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's a beautiful day. People around me move.